Hey, Sharice.
Awesome. Thank you. Islands in the stream. We have, I believe, 4 requests for excused absences, and they are Frank Pratka, Henry Faust, Chrisandra Thibodeau, and Patrick Hoyt. Those are the people that that contacted either Frank, by email. I'm sorry.
Can you open the meeting?
1 second, please, Adriana. 1 second, please.
Frank.
What, Patrick. Richard?
Frank who?
Frank Pratka.
Pratka. And then, and Thibodeau, and who was the other one?
Patrick.
Patrick Hoyt.
I got Patrick.
Henry Faust.
Excuse me for a second.
Okay.
This is Niecy. You guys have not called this meeting to order. And you should take the roll before you start taking excused absences. That was what Adriana was trying to tell you.
See, we're all right. We're just trying to identify names. We're all right.
I actually did call the meeting to order, and then I asked for requests for excused absences.
Yes.
So I think we're good.
Yes.
Now we're going to call the roll.
You ready? Okay. Teresa Allen.
Present.
David Britton.
I am here.
Excuse me, point of order.
There he is.
Can the chair say the date and
I did when I called the meeting to order. Oh,
sorry.
No, I didn't. Okay. You're right. You're right, Nancy. I said the time, but not the date. You're absolutely right. I'm corrected. Wednesday, August 10th.
When I called using that number, it said it wasn't a good number.
Okay. Okay.
So he
said yes, right? You're there?
Yes, I'm here.
Lillian? That was Lillian?
Lillian Kerr? Are you calling for Lillian Kerr?
Yeah, I was asking you, and I heard you say yes, and then somebody else said yes. So I know you're there. Don't worry about
it. I'm here.
Welcome. Adriana Castaneve.
Present.
Thank you. Robert Gardner. Robert, you there? I thought he was here a minute ago.
He's muted.
Okay. Unmute, Robert. Wally James.
Here.
Okay. Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis is here.
Well, we can always hear you. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Marianne Martinez. Marianne? John Kelly McPherson.
I am here.
Thank you. Sabar Naratomi. Nancy, you there?
Oh, yes, present. Nancy, present.
Okay. Jane Scheidler.
Present.
Deb Shafto.
Here.
All right.
Got a package.
Welcome.
You can give it to me.
Sister Mom.
I feel like it's some food.
Present.
Thank you.
My nuts.
William Stone.
You can open it. I'm listening to something.
Somebody's getting ready to open a package and you got your phone running, so you need to mute. William Stone.
He said he was going to be late.
Okay. Richard Uzel here. Sandy Weinman.
Present.
Thank you. Ted Weiskel.
Here.
Thank you. Venetia Williams. I just heard you a minute ago, Venetia. Venetia?
Present!
Thank you. Egberto Willis?
He also communicated that he might be a little bit late.
Okay, Susan Young?
Here.
Okay, you have a quorum, Madam Chair.
We sure do. All right.
Adriana, with a point of order.
I'm sorry?
Adriana, with a point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes.
We know that the name of Sandy Weinman was read. He's the interim general manager. He shouldn't be part of this LSB member. She's not a voting member of this LSB. I want to put that point of order there, Madam Chair.
That is not an LSB issue. It is being considered at the PNB, and Dr. Franklin was always at our meetings.
Yes, so I wasn't a voting member. That's why. Nobody can use two seats. That's why if he's not a voting member, Mr. Rodrigo Bravo should be sitting in this board. That is the point of order, Madam Chair, according to our bylaws. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment.
No, I want my, this is a point of order and I want your decision. You can say no and people can sustain you, but I want my point of order. Thank you.
The point of order has been raised that Mr. Weinman should not be seated.
It's a matter of you ruling.
Sure. I have ruled it out of order.
Okay, Madam Chair, I challenge your decision. Thank you.
Thank you. This is a straight up or down vote.
And I guess I need to call roll. Okay. I'm going to start at the bottom and come up.
What are we voting on?
We're voting on
sustaining the ruling of the chair with regard to a question that was raised by Member Kasanev saying that Sandy Weinman should not be present at this meeting. Did I get that right, Adriana?
No, Madam Chair, that's I didn't say said. So. He's the general manager. He should be in this meeting. What I said, he shouldn't be using two seats. We should sit Rodrigo Bravo as replacement. I agree that Sandy Weinman need to be in this meeting. No, absolutely agree.
Hey, Adriana, so that I get the wording right, would you put that in a some kind of
yes.
A email?
Yes, yes. I will.
Okay, we're doing the chair ruled that out of order, and now we're doing a vote to sustain or not to sustain the chair.
Point of order.
Exactly.
Nancy.
Who asked that?
This is Sister Mama Sonia. I believe what Adriana was saying that Sandy should not be, she should be at the meeting. However, he should not be taking up a seat and Rodrigo should move into his spot. Sandy right. Should be at the meeting, but not as a member of the board.
We heard that. And the chair ruled it out of order. And now I'm trying to take a vote on sustaining or not sustaining the chair because Adriana, challenged the ruling of the chair.
Please, point of order, Nancy.
I'm going to do this roll call, Nancy. Let's go.
No, we're supposed to be allowed to have a discussion. Everybody who wants to opine should be able to opine before we make a decision.
Okay, whatever this, is the chair around? Where did the chair go?
Yeah, I don't know. Where's the chair?
She's right here. I'm right here.
Okay, you want to have a discussion?
I think that we're required to have a discussion. I would request that everybody, limit their, hold on one second. I'll be right back. It's hard for me to talk. I apologize for that. I was with more technical difficulties. The question is that Sandy actually should be a voting member, and that is the point, which I tried to raise a little earlier, is that that is currently being taken up by the PNB. And the question of whether or not he is voting is not a decision that will be made in this LSB meeting. That's my ruling. That is the ruling of the chair.
Yeah, you're going to do a conversation. I mean, you're going to do a discussion. You're going to,
Nancy on the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy. Yes, 90 seconds.
Yes. It's a violation of the bylaws, and it's a violation of ethics and general practice in any board. The general manager is to be overseen by us. We oversee his work. So how is Sandy going to vote about his quality of work? I mean, this is crazy. So this is just a violation of bylaws.
Please bring it.
Sandy needs to move over. And the next staff delegate runner up, which is Rodrigo, should be seated tonight. Should have been seated last month, July 13th meeting. So already we have been responsible for not letting Rodrigo go on the board for a whole month now.
Thank you for your comment. If you could pull up where you find that in the bylaws, that would be really helpful. Susan, you're next.
Adriana was next, but that's okay.
Adriana's next. Why don't you go ahead?
And normally, okay, Madam Chair, what normally we do is one on one. Okay. Article 7, Section 2 of the Pacifica Foundation by law state that the station general manager shall serve as a non-voting member of the station LSP. It means 25 members, 24 voting and one no voting. It means nobody can use two positions denying full representation of the station members.
Thank you.
Basically by law, and cannot be compared like was before with the executive director and the PMB because of two different situations. And that's why, I mean, it's okay. I mean, you have the numbers, you can vote whatever you want, but I want this point of order being there because it's a violation and we have the obligation of put a point of order and you have the right to deny it, but we have the right to keep bringing the point. Thank you.
Thank you. Susan. And then Matt.
Yes, I just wanted to fill in a little bit about what's happening at the PNB. Lawrence Reyes has put forward a motion challenging basically some of the decisions made by the PNB earlier this year regarding Delegate Cassandra Thibodeau, and also challenging whether the IGM can also serve as a voting member of the LSB. So those will be taken up at the PNB. I have consulted with the parliamentarian, and he saw no conflict for the IGM to serve on the board because the bylaws address the general manager, not the IGM. We have the exceptional circumstance that this is a volunteer, non-paid, temporary position, and as soon as the station can afford it, we would like to restore this to a fully paid professional position. So I think that the PNB is going to be dealing with this, if not the meeting tomorrow, the meeting in September, and so they will be deciding this issue.
Thank you, Susan. Does that clarify anything for anybody? Mac, you were next on the stack.
Only that the bylaws do not contemplate an interim general manager.
Yes, it does.
The bylaws do not contemplate the circumstances that we find ourselves in. The PNB, as Ms. Young has recounted, will decide this. It's really not a matter for this LSB. However, since the members insist on a vote, I would ask that we get on with it. You're muted, Jay.
Thank you. There was traffic walking through my office. Sorry. Adriana, can you, or Susan, one of the two of you, put it in the form of a motion that we can vote up or down?
We are just upholding or not upholding the chair regarding the point of order.
The point of order was the one that I did, and you say no, and we are voting in sustaining or not sustaining your decision.
Thank you, Adriana.
I believe you're letting everybody speak that wanted to speak one time.
Sister Mama Sonia has her hand up. Thank you.
Hold on. I said it earlier, and maybe it was the right time, but having sat on several boards, I've never seen where a person who is working at the organization is still being allowed to be a part of the board. The person who's working can always come to the board meeting, but not be a part of the board. Therefore, his seat should be relinquished, and Rodrigo should be seated in his place.
Madam Chair, I call the vote on the chairman's ruling.
Thank you. Thank you, Mac. Thank you, Sister Mama Sonia. Up or down vote? Richard, are you ready?
Why don't we let everybody else talk?
I don't see any hands. Do I see hands?
To call the question.
Takes a two-thirds vote.
Teresa?
I'm sorry. I did want to say something, but I could not catch the button to press to raise my hand.
Go ahead.
Can I ask something before we start the vote?
Yes, go ahead.
Pacifica boards are rather unusual. We have had, we actually have six staff members on our boards. We have had paid staff on our boards before. And the way I see it, Sandy, in this instance, our IGM, can serve and can stay on the board, because if for some reason the position was filled by someone else, let's say another person offered to be interim general manager and he decided to step down, he could still continue his term that he was elected to as a staff member. So he's non-voting, but he can still serve on the board and fill that seat. And I'm sure he doesn't want to vacate that seat in case he wants to serve, in that capacity, in case he left the IGM position. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa.
May I ask a question to Teresa? Just to Teresa. Isn't the same reason, Teresa, when somebody ran for an office, if they lost, they don't need to quit. If they lost, they say, oh no, I will keep this position. It's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Yes, it's exactly the same thing.
Sorry, you asked my opinion.
You are being replaced. Doesn't mean the issue of stepping off your delegate seat. That's what that means. Not to receive a place. I'm sorry. But we can vote, please.
Thank you.
We know how the vote will be.
But Sister Mama Sonia, do you still have your hand up?
No, I'm sorry. I need to put it down.
It's complicated. Okay, and we're ready to vote.
Okay, I'm coming. Susan Young.
I sustain the ruling of the chair.
That's a yes, I think, isn't it? Yes, it's to sustain the ruling of the chair.
Yes, it's a yes.
Okay, Egberto Willis is not here yet. Venetia Williams?
Abstain.
Abstain?
Yes.
Ted Weissel?
No.
No? Sandy, you want your call now or at the end of this?
At the end, please. Thank you.
Okay. Richard Buzel, yes. William Stone, I don't think he's here, but I'll call his name anyway. Sister Mama Sonia?
Oh, excuse me, no.
Okay, got you. Deb Shafto?
Pass for now.
Okay, pass. Jane Scheider?
Yes.
Yes. Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
Nancy, no.
Okay, no. Sean Kelly McPherson?
Yes.
Yes. Marianne Martinez? Marianne, you there? I don't have her checked in either. Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Wally James?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Robert Gardner?
I vote no.
No. Adriana Castaneve?
No.
No. Lillian Kerr?
Yes.
Yes. David Burton?
Yes.
Yes. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I think we had, Deb passed.
I voted now?
Yeah, Deb, you passed.
Yes. Yes.
You vote yes? Okay. And Sandy Weinman?
Abstains.
Abstains. Okay. Ken, yes. Five no's. Chair is sustained.
Thank you. Moving right along, let's get back to the agenda. Has everyone received, everyone should have received the minutes. Wait, we're approving the agenda.
Agenda, right?
We're approving the agenda. Everyone has received both the draft and the slightly revised final agenda. It was also in KPFTX. Are there any objections to approving the agenda that you received?
When was receiving, Madam Chair? You said that slightly revised. When was that?
I'm sorry?
When was that?
That was last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I think you got the most recent one. And it was just moving positions of things. It wouldn't change the content. Am I right, Richard?
I think so.
Okay. So, I will hear a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved. I move to approve the agenda.
Say your name, Teresa. Name when you say stuff.
Teresa Allen moves to approve agenda.
Okay.
Mike Lewis moves to approve it.
That's a second.
Okay. Any objections? Okay.
Any objections to approving the agenda? Thank you. Next item of business is officers' elections. And as vice chair, I'm going to defer to our secretary, Richard Uzel, to conduct this part of the meeting.
Okay. Last month we put this item on the agenda, but we got sidetracked and never got to it. So we got to get to it right now. And we have to decide. Jane has moved up temporarily from vice chair to preside over the meetings. How do y'all want to handle how do you want to handle this matter? How do you want to fill this post?
Adriana? Yes, I think that obviously what we need to do, you mean that we need to replace a chair, right? It means we start like we always do. We start with nominations, and if it's more than one nomination, we need to vote, obviously, by ballot. If not, will be, that's it.
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else want to comment on that? That seems logical to me too. Anybody else want to comment on it before we, do we need a motion? I wrote out a long motion.
More. Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
I believe what Adriana is suggesting or is saying is the appropriate procedure is for you to ask for nominations.
I know that. I'm just trying to find out if we're going to go down that path or another path. I think nobody's speaking up, so I think that's what we ought to do too. Can you give me, what we'll do is people give me nominations and, then they will be sent to Terry Goodman in California and they'll work up the election and send us ballots and it'll all be done with email.
In case that is more than one nomination, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. If, yeah. You know, or if we have more than, if we have one. Okay, do we have any nominations?
My hand is up to nominate Jane Scheidler.
Okay, that's McPherson?
It is.
Y'all need to use your names. At least for the people listening, you know, on the stream.
You're right. Sorry.
You nominated Jane. Okay, are there any other nominations?
A point of information?
Who's that?
Susan.
Okay.
And my question is, and frankly, someone who may be able to address as quickly as Adriana, does a nomination need a second?
I think that no, a nomination is just a nomination. And it
depends. So you can nominate yourself.
Yeah. I nominate, Nisi Williams.
I decline.
Oh.
You wouldn't even let me write that down, huh? Okay. Are there any other nominations? Not hearing any other nomination.
I move to accept the election of Jane Scheidler as chair by acclamation.
I nominate.
You want to make a nomination?
Yes, Henry Faust.
How about it, Henry? Is he here?
He's not here.
That's tricky.
I think he's in Boston.
Madam Chair, what is the protocol for nominating someone in their absence? He does not have an opportunity to accept or decline. Did anybody, Ted, somebody step right in here and give me some advice?
I think that what we can do, obviously, is take that nomination kind of provisory. If he does
conditional
decline, if he decline, obviously you will be not any need for any, you know, ballots or any election. I don't know. That is the best that they can come up with.
That's pretty good.
Not bad. Are there any other nominations? Okay, not hearing any other, I'm going to say that the nomination ceased. And these two names will be sent to Terry Goodman. But if somebody can get in touch with Henry, the sooner we can get this figured out.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, this is Teresa. I just left a message on his phone to call us and let us know whether he wants to be nominated as chair.
Yes. Maybe we can have it kind of wait till the end of the meeting. If by the end of the meeting we didn't hear from him, then we can go from there, but maybe he answered before the end of the meeting, that will be resolved.
How's that sound? It sounds good to me. What about y'all, the rest of you?
I think that's a good idea.
No, hearing no objections, and that's what we'll do. We need to vote
now for the vice chair.
Yes. Yeah.
No, because I'm still vice chair until if I'm not elected chair, which is then I'll still be vice chair.
Right. So that's what I'm
saying. That chair position is settled, we don't need to have a new vice chair. That's my understanding. I've been around and around with all people from Pacifica.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We can just gain some time. If he doesn't accept it, you will be automatically by acclamation chair. It means we will need a vice chair. Then we can make some nomination and do the same. Wait till the end of the meeting and we get out this out of our,
If somebody has an email to him right now or a text message or something, we ought to be able to find that out pretty quickly, shouldn't we?
Mr. Chair, I have texted him also.
Okay. Well,
Adriana, let me ask you, what I think I'm hearing you say is that we can do a conditional nomination for vice chair in the event that I become chair. That's what I thought you were saying. I don't think there's any procedural reason not to do that. Richard, you want to hear nominations for vice chair?
Okay.
In the event that the current vice chair is unable to serve.
Right, and that way we've done it, so we don't have to worry about it later. Okay.
Right.
Are there any nominations for vice chair?
I nominate Nisi again. Keep pushing her.
You're going to make her mad.
She knows how to do it. That's why.
You guys.
Exactly.
I know y'all love me. Thank you. But I just cannot do that right now. I mean, I'm barely holding on this phone tonight. Seriously.
You're doing so much, Nisi. I mean, I'm just in awe.
Okay. Okay, guys. Thank you, Nisi. I'm taking that as a no. Thank you.
Thanks.
I wish to nominate
Teresa Allen. May I be recognized?
Sorry. Teresa Allen. Okay.
I nominate Lillian Kerr for vice chair.
Lillian Kerr. Okay. Is there any other nominee? Lillian, are you willing to do this job?
I know very little about it, but I'm willing to give it a go, and you can fire me if I fail terribly.
Cut your pay in.
Ted Weisel.
Who was that? Adriana nominating Ted?
I decline.
All right, we have
if anybody can self-nominate, okay? If anybody feel that they want to do it, can jump in and nominate themselves, okay?
That's true. Do I hear any nominations? I don't hear any nominations. Well, hearing no other nominations, I'm going to... Oh, wait, we can't say it until that other one's worked out?
Yeah, we cannot, not yet.
Okay, so, Lillian, you're going to have to pack your bags. You're going to have to leave town to get away from us.
What, right now?
No.
No, you have to stay for the meeting. Okay, oh, well.
Because you've been bad.
Always, that's my tradition.
Sister Mama Sonia, do you want to be nominated?
No, I do not. Thank you.
Nobody wants to.
You're joining a stellar group of people that don't do that. Okay, so I'm going to get the chair back over to the vice chair for the minutes, and I guess you'll give it right back to me.
Acting chair. The acting chair?
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're going to get back to me to do minutes?
That's right. I'm moving to the agenda item 5. We've all received copies of the minutes by email.
Yes.
And Richard is available to answer questions.
I would like to make a motion that we approve the minutes from May 11th, June 8th, and July the 13th.
Susan seconds.
I object.
I'd do more than that. Oh, I'm sorry, it's not my talk, is it? Okay.
Well, I just sent a amendment maybe an hour ago. I can't remember. Were you able to check it? I doubt, right, Richard?
I responded to you. I responded to you. I told you the one that you said, the first one that you said was something about
point of order.
Point of order that I don't remember hearing. And I told you I would look it up, and you sent, I said, if you could send me
the time. Yeah, I did.
On the record. Yeah. And I got that. So that'll be, if I hear it and everything, I'll get with you and I'll make sure you know that I agreed with you or disagreed with you. And the other things you were asking about were two different motions that you were putting, listing the people's names and how they voted, saying that I needed to do that. That's not a requirement, and I'm not going to do that.
So which of those minutes is pending clarification? Is that the most recent one, the July 13th one?
Not pending any clarification. Minutes can be changed forever. These need to be approved tonight because I still have work to do on these, because once I get them, I have to get them ready to go into the archives. I have to get all that put in. I have to get all those
posters done. Okay, got it. Thank you.
I want it approved.
I'm hearing a motion to approve the
Madam Chair, I have my hand up.
Yes, ma'am, I see your hand. Thank you. Thank you. Speak up.
Yes, I mean, Richard, I'm sorry, but, you know, the point of orders are important. They are there. And more than that, I can see the minute that you send, and it's kind of a copy of the agenda. I'm nothing in there. For people that are not in the meeting, I hope this is in the audio. Why we cannot put there how people vote? Are we afraid of accountability? Why don't we put the names after we vote? We can put the names there. And then later on, like happened with a lot, I check a lot of PMB meetings since a long time ago, and I can see how the position of different people were. You don't even have the amount of, you know, sometimes you said 7-1 or something like that. But it's important for people to know how people stand for things or not. I mean, are we being afraid of?
It's not a matter of fear. It's a matter of rules. The rules are that if you want those names down there, you have to, at the beginning of the whole thing, you have to say, I want to do a roll call vote. And you have for KPFT, a roll call vote has to get 40% approval to start with. You know, like you have to get 2/3 to do something and another thing to get it to do a roll call vote before it's even done. You have to get a 40% of the people to agree to it.
Richard, you were doing the PMB meetings permanent when you were in the PMB, and you always put the note there, even with no
point of order.
You do that everywhere.
Point of order.
Who's
Thank
that?
You, Sam.
That's Sandy.
Sandy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to tell you it's 8 p.m. That's public comment. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Yes, we'll come back to this.
Okay.
We'll get it straightened out.